Track 9. A project is underway to restore the curlew to our landscapes, as our writer Connor Mark Jameson reports.
I'm a regular visitor to Snettisham RSPB Nature Reserve in West Norfolk. On a recent early morning visit, I was lucky enough to be able to photograph a distant curlew, which was probing the mud with its distinctive long curved beak, as so many wading birds come here to do. It was glowing in the low sunlight, showing off its elegant frame, its long legs, speckled body, and longish neck. Its dark eye was catching the light, always a bonus in a bird photograph. The haunting, fluting, far-carrying call of the curlew is a key element of the soundtrack to our moors and wild coastal places. Without it, these places lose something of their magic. The troubling news is that we have lost about two-thirds of our curlews in just 30 years. The better news is that conservationists are on the case, taking direct action to help the species. When I got home after my Snettisham trip and was looking at my photographs, I noticed that the curlew had a yellow tag on its leg. I could just about make out the letters on the tag. With some guidance from a friend at the RSPB, I learned that this bird had had a short but very interesting life so far. It is one of the curlews that is part of the recovery project centering on this part of Norfolk. I reported the sighting and sent the photo to the project website. Many thanks for reporting where one of our head-started curlews has been seen, Senior Research Ecologist Catherine Bogan replied. Head-starting is a new conservation method. It involves curlew eggs being removed from the airfield nests soon after they are laid. The eggs are incubated in captivity and the chicks are hand-reared before being returned to the wild in safer places. It is lovely to know where they have been outside of our core monitoring period, Catherine added. We really value these sightings, as they are helping us to assess how these head-started birds move following a release, and we hope to see him for many more years to come, and hopefully that he may be one of those that starts to breed. Catherine sent me a short note on the other sightings reported for this particular bird, with the release date and location and map explaining that UP, its tag code, is a male released in July 2025. He stayed around the eastern Wash coastline since then, as we've started to get a nice crop of sightings coming in for him. And so many thanks for adding in yours. If curlews reach adulthood, they are pretty good at surviving. The challenge is getting there. Young birds face many challenges, and eggs in nests can also be vulnerable. Eastern England curlews are doing better than elsewhere in lowland England, but there is a local hazard. They are attracted to large grassland habitats provided by airfields. This presents a risk of collision with aircraft. As a result, the birds have been actively discouraged from nesting in these places. Collected eggs from these vulnerable nests are hatched and reared by an expert team. Most eggs from the airfields are delivered before incubation has started, and with an incubation period of 30 days, careful management of the eggs is crucial. Deepdale Conservation Trust staff incubate and care for the eggs and chicks through the stages of rearing. When they hatch, the young birds are kept indoors with mop mums, under which they shelter. They are fed a special diet to ensure healthy growth and development. At about a week old, they are moved to outdoor polytunnel aviaries, where they stay until 35 days old, or thereabouts. Here they have small huts with infrared heat lamps to shelter under during inclement weather. Each has an identity ring to identify individuals all the way through their development. At about 4 or 5 weeks old, the chicks are given their coloured tags and a metal ring. They are transferred from the polytunnels to a nursery flight pen. The flight pen houses curlews of similar size and age, where they continue to grow after receiving their leg flags until fledgling with minimal human contact. Chicks are released when they are about 50 days old and monitored by BTO scientists. Soon after, they're transported to one of the project release sites at the Sandringham and Kenhill estates in West Norfolk. The release sites have been chosen for their proximity to the intertidal mudflats and salt marshes of the Wash, one of Britain's most important feeding areas for waders. The birds spend a short period in the release pen to acclimatise. On release day, the birds are free to explore their environment. Because relatively few curlews fledge each year, and juveniles are quite difficult to catch and fit tags to, very little is known about how the young curlews behave and move around the landscape. So, to monitor the movements of young birds post-release, some are fitted with either GPS or radio tags. Scientists can then revisit release sites with a radio receiver and listen for tags which are still in the vicinity. Radio tags will fall off naturally after about 3 to 6 months, and GPS tags after 12 to 18 months. Scientists analyse the movement of GPS-tagged birds in the days, weeks and months following release to build a picture of how the birds are exploring their surroundings and what habitats they prefer. Being able to track head-started curlews is providing a precious opportunity to understand the behaviour and needs of curlews at this critical age. It is hoped that the project will help to ensure that the curlew and its haunting, far-carrying call remain a feature of the wild landscapes of Norfolk's coast and beyond. The Curlew Recovery Project is a partnership between REF Deepdale, WWT, Natural England, Wild Ken Hill, and the British Trust for Ornithology.